to get your thoughts on how you compare this year going towards the playoffs as opposed to last year and the expectations.
Well, I think expectations are higher, and yet they're tempered by the fact that the West is just so tough, Ted. I mean, there are just so many. There's not an easy pick in that eight teams that are going to be in the Western Conference playoffs. And I suspect there'll be an upset or two in the first round or the second round. And it's not preordained. There's going to be San Antonio and Oklahoma City in the Western Conference finals. I think the finals are certainly a reasonable goal for the Clipper Ball Club. I don't think they would have had a goal quite that lofty a year ago. It was, let's try to win a series, and they were pretty satisfied and pretty happy getting to the second round. Banged up as they were, what happened against the Spurs was no surprise. I think expectations are higher, hopes are higher, realistically so this year.
Do you agree, though, that it's a process that you go through that 1 year and then the next, you really have an opportunity to move to the next level so much easier?
The best example of that probably is Oklahoma City.
Yep.
You know, they kept getting better and better in the Durant years, finally got to the playoffs, finally advanced, finally got to the finals, and now I think they really believe that they can handle Miami or San Antonio or anybody who comes their way, and they may be right. If anybody can beat Miami, I think they probably have the best chance at it. And that's an indication of that process. That doesn't mean you can't skip one of those pages, and the Clippers would like to skip the one and go right to the finals, and because they feel pretty good about the way they match up with the Heat as well.
How about home court advantage, though, and the importance of that? In basketball, maybe more than any other sport.
Well, I think it's really important to this ball club to win these last two ball games and have home court against Memphis, yeah, or whoever it may wind up being. I don't like the prospect of going to Memphis with them having home court as they did last year. The prospect of trying to win a game one or a game seven on their court second year in a row is not a prospect that I find very attractive. So I like the Clippers' chances a whole lot better if they have home court.
And how do you see this team coming together in this last streak as opposed to when they had won 17 in a row and then they went into a drought, and how they're going into the playoffs?
Well, you know, you'd rather go into the playoffs red hot than cold the way they were 8 or 10 days ago. Everybody was concerned about this team. What's wrong with this team? The reality is, you look historically, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference how you finish the season. It's how you play in the playoffs. And it's a different chapter. It's a different game. It's a different mindset. And really, what happens probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference, but it sure does feel a lot better going into it with Clippers' hope of 7-game winning streak.
Thanks, Ralph. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure.